Ukraine security issue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky calls Russia's war against Ukraine a suicidal venture. In a video address to the nation on Thursday, which marked the first month since the Russian invasion, he said, "It's been a month. We've held out six times longer than the enemy had planned. They were sure that Ukraine was not a state. They were sure that we were not a people. They deceived themselves. But we don't care about their state suicide. We are only defending our lives, our freedom, our own state, our future, our children. This is our war for independence, and we must win." Zelensky said that each and every city that is heroically resisting the enemy would be rebuilt after the war, and that the invaders would be brought to justice for each and every crime. "All our people will live in a free Ukraine after our victory, which will come the sooner the more united we stand. Unity, on the battlefield and in political positions, at rallies and summits, at work and in communication with people. Whatever we do must compel Russia to seek peace. By acting together, we must bring the victory of freedom closer," said President Zelensky. Addressing the NATO summit in Brussels via video link on Thursday, President Zelensky urged Western leaders to step up military support to Ukraine. He called on the world's democracies to unite in the face of Russia's crude and cruel force. Over decades, Russia had accumulated huge military resources. Over 1 month of this war, Russia has fired more than 1,000 missiles and carried out hundreds of air raids on our cities. Back on February 24th, I turned to you with a natural and absolutely logical request to help close our sky, in any format, just to safeguard our people from bombs and missiles. We never heard a clear response. Ukraine asked you for battle aircraft so that we wouldn't lose so many people. You have thousands of battle aircraft, but you haven't given us a single one. We asked you for tanks to break through to Mariupol, Berdyansk, Melitopol and other besieged cities where hundreds of thousands are held hostage and die without water and food. You have at least 20,000 tanks. Ukraine asked you to give or sell 1% of that number, but we haven't heard a clear response. You could give us 1% of your aircraft and 1% of your tanks. 1%. But that is up to NATO's political will. We need multiple launch rocket systems, anti-ship and anti-aircraft weapons. Is it possible to withstand in this war without these means? Said Volodymyr Zelensky, adding that the response from NATO would show who was a friend, who was a partner, and who sold us. Forest fires are raging in the exclusion zone around the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Environment Minister Ruslan Strelets said in a televised interview on Thursday that more than 30 fires had been recorded in the area of 8,700 hectares over the past 2 weeks. We can monitor forest fires and other things happening in the exclusion zone around the clock thanks to NASA satellite imagery. Over the past 2 weeks, we have recorded more than 30 forest fires there. By now, most of them have been localized. So far, the weather prevents forest fires from spreading. But when it gets warmer, the situation may change and become really dangerous. Ruslan Strelets. The International Atomic Energy Agency said on Wednesday that it had information about forest fires near the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Ukraine informed the IAEA that firefighters tried to put out forest fires near the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. There has been a slight increase in the concentration of cesium in the air in Kyiv, which is not a significant cause for concern. The IAEA continues to work with Ukraine's nuclear regulator to obtain additional information on the fire situation in the area, the agency said in a statement. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov has warned Ukrainians about a very hard period ahead. "The Russian war machine won't stop until it chokes in its own soldiers' blood," he wrote on his Facebook page on Thursday. According to him, some Russians have felt the impact of consequences, but they are too intimidated or passive to even try to change things, while the overwhelming majority of brainwashed Russians still support their insane president. We only have one way to withstand the invasion of the Russian horde. We can't let them be masters in our country. We will surely hold out and win, and then we will rebuild everything, but it takes time and utter exertion, Reznikov wrote. On Wednesday, he met with his Lithuanian counterpart, Arvydas Anušauskas, who came to Kyiv in spite of the imminent missile strike danger. Since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, its troops have committed 148 crimes against journalists and media in Ukraine, the Kyiv-based Institute of Mass Information, the IMI, said in a statement on Thursday. As of March 24th, five journalists had been killed while performing their professional duties. Seven had been wounded and one was missing. The IMI knows about at least six journalists taken hostage and cruelly treated by Russians. The occupiers have shelled 10 transmission towers, causing complete or partial disruption of broadcasts in eight administrative regions of Ukraine. Besides, at least 70 regional media have stopped operating because of intimidation and threats by Russian occupiers, seizure of premises, or the impossibility to print and disseminate material, reads the statement. The IMI points to the fact that all the fatalities among journalists and reporters have taken place in Kyiv and its suburbs.